Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There was a lot of yelling going on in here before this show started. For some reason, Lance has disrespected an entire people again. For some reason, that this happened. And here we are. And here we have to go. Adele! Oh, yeah, yesterday, we got a new client coming up, Game Day. And really cool, all really neat people. I met them. One of them is a cop in League City.
And?
And... one night, well, actually, he's with the SWAT team. He's actually a commander with the SWAT team.
Oh, great. That's comforting.
Yeah. And so I need to get your address.
Why?
Well, because one night you might get raided in the morning.
Is this the ticket company?
And no.
Okay. Game Day.
I was going to say.
So you think
a men's health.
You can direct an officer of the law? I hope he does.
And then when you're in the car with the handcuffs on, he'll go, John Granato says,
I can't wait for John to swat you.
Yeah, that'll be so fun.
I would say for that gentleman, make it known that John can't tell you what to do.
Yeah.
That would be bad. Hey, this radio host would like me to do a favor for him.
He's not telling him what to do. Kyle's a great guy.
I'm sure he is. But
I said, wow, this is a great opportunity.
It feels like a misappropriation of police resources.
It's a great opportunity for him to face a lawsuit because his body cam catches him.
Well, we turn
doing
those
you
off.
A favor.
We turn those off.
Well, if you turn those off, it's not going to help his cause.
Right. Okay.
Let me tell you, he's immediately regretting
his. It's a joke. Nobody can take a joke anymore.
You can't turn your body cameras off. That's not funny, John.
It seems like it would be a lot of fun.
Well, John's speaking from a place of privilege. That's why he thinks it's funny.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well. I'm tired of his privilege.
Man, how much money did Alex Bregman make yesterday?
Because of Whitcomb.
Whitcomb, holy crap.
Well, I don't think everyone's going to go, "Did you see Whitcomb? Got to pay Bregman."
Well.
Jim Crane's already decided if he's paying him. I don't think there's anything. There's nothing you can do when Jim makes his mind up. He's either going to be in on you or he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think anything else matters.
Well, that was a little worrisome.
Remember Pay Me? When all of Houston had was wearing the pay that man shirts for Correa. It's like, you guys have wasted money on a T-shirt. You guys have wasted good money on a T-shirt. I ain't paying that man. He's not worth that amount of money.
No, but I know that people to talk to him, and he would go, Jim would go, yeah, you know, we're working on it. It looks like we're, yeah. And then
he made an offer? No, they made an offer.
Well, yeah, but
they made an offer.
They did make an offer.
Sure.
I don't know that it was ever going to be, that was never going to be accepted.
Well, it could have. If Correa was serious about staying in Houston.
Well, it worked out. It was perfect.
I know it did.
It worked out great.
It did.
And he was right. Is he right this time? It'll be interesting to see.
And Bregman can probably get an offer too. Bregman will get
an offer from, he was going to play second base with the Red Sox.
No, he can probably get an offer from Jim Crane.
Oh, yeah, he'll get some.
And how much below market value would you like Bregman to go?
Market value is a subjective thing.
I'm waiting
for...
No,
it's not really. It's what someone in the market offers.
It's what
Lance would like his favorite players to take as a discount.
No.
Jim Crane decides market value.
No, actually, he doesn't. Actually, the market does. No, like Garrett Cole's market.
No, that
like
means you just overpaid.
Market,
that
like
means
Correa's
you overpaid.
Market.
Overpaid.
Like Charlie Morton's market.
Overpaid.
Okay, no, that was the market value.
No, anybody who pays more than Jim Crane's market value is overpaid.
Okay, I love that. I love that. Don't get me wrong. However, it's not true market value. In a communist nation, that would be probably the case. But that's
communist
not the case.
Nation, they would not be playing baseball.
Okay, they don't play baseball.
Communism is not a. It's not
they
a.
They play baseball in
well,
communist
I take it
nations
back. In Cuba.
Yeah,
in Cuba.
Yeah, yeah.
China. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Oh, well, I don't know about China.
They play assumptions. They play sports in China. I don't know if it's baseball.
Japan
but they play
and Korea.
Sports.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Japan and Korea are heavy into baseball. I don't know if China is.
Well, I mean, they win the Little League World Series every year.
Chinese Taipei.
They do play youth baseball
they must
at
go
a minimum.
Somewhere.
They, yeah, right. I mean, they.
We're done with this. Time to go to the factories. 13 years old after the Chinese.
Congratulations. You got a job.
We got a job for you. Factory. Nike wants your work.
There was a Chinese baseball league. It had some financial issues. It closed finally in 2016.
Okay. Oh, is it? In 16?
Yeah, that's what this Wikipedia says. But don't the Shanghai Red Eagles won a title
big into basketball.
In 2023?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not
basketball,
Rockets basketball.
Soccer, basketball.
Not anymore.
No,
Rockets.
They're not
no.
Rockets basketball.
So there was a 2023 Chinese baseball league. So they have played baseball really recently.
Okay.
On the professional level.
I'll also say they're not big into the Sixers either. I'm just going to make that guess.
No, Daryl.
Joel Embiid does not get many eyes on his games.
No.
Well, there were games today.
Wherever Daryl goes, they don't get many eyes.
They don't go straight to the factory. There are games today in China, in the Chinese Baseball League.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't go
there's
right.
A lot of 14-year-olds going straight to the factory.
I would say you. This is a John thing you're doing right now. I'm not sure you want us to keep doing this.
It seems like.
Why? Because China, we're going to lose all of our. Are advertising from
people,
China?
No. People get upset
Turkey
about stuff.
Turkey came after us.
People
yeah. You want China
not-
now?
Yeah. Well, nope.
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 No. We don't need that. We don't need that in our lives. Thanks.
Nobody does. Listen. Nobody does more than our country for communist governments and terrorists. And we will back anybody. We can't back Daryl Morey about freedom for Hong
well,
Kong.
Well, win a championship.
It was just, man.
Hey, win a championship.
Daryl was persona non grata with everyone.
Well,
why?
LeBron knew he didn't understand what he was
Once
talking
LeBron,
about.
LeBron, it was Tillman, it was everybody.
Well, and rightfully
well,
so.
Well, I don't remember Tillman making
rightfully
any
so. Rightfully speak so. Speak out against freedom.
No,
good,
speak
good
out
call,
against Daryl Morey. You backed the wrong star.
Do you remember
win a title.
Speaking out against what Daryl said? I don't remember Tillman
yes.
saying anything.
Tillman didn't.
Google it. He did.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think everyone who spoke out against Daryl Morey was right.
Why? Because of the bag.
No. Because look how crappy he left it here.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, that's different.
When he left this organization,
to do with China.
Was in shambles.
Listen,
he
you
deserved,
continue to be
I'm out,
Mr.
I'm out
China,
of
Mr. Russia.
He deserved
continue
all
Continue to
of
back
it.
These communist nations. Yeah. I see you working.
Yeah.
Russia, I know what you're
Russia's
you're doing
not communist.
Here.
Okay. They have a dictatorship.
The only place LeBron's movie made any money was China. Okay?
Yeah. So
not here.
Protect
that's
my bag.
True.
Protect
yeah. Do you
bag.
Know he was the executive director? He was the executive
producer of the show? Of his
movie? Sign Stealer?
Of Sign Stealer, was he?
Him and Maverick Carter.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Spring Hill. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, you watched it?
Really good. Yeah. Although, you know, I felt one type of way about Connor Stallions for the first 70%. And the last 30, I realized, okay, this guy's a huge liar. He yeah. absolutely paid for all these guys. Like, I respected. So, Sign Stealer's about Connor Stallions, Michigan, all that stuff. And he's the focal point. He's talking this whole time. He's laying everything out.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get his side out because he still wants to coach. This guy is driven.
He is still exceptionally driven. Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you ever see anybody more driven than him?
He is extraordinarily driven.
I didn't, but JT picked it up in the middle of it, and I was like, you need to watch the beginning and see this is how you really get
he
something done.
He went to the Navy. No, Air Force? No,
he
what
was,
is
he was
Navy?
In the Navy.
He went to the Navy because he wanted to be a coach. And a bunch of the coaches like Krzyzewski and Bob Knight and yeah. all these coaches came from have, I think Bill Belichick have a naval background. He's like, that's what I need to do. I need to go to the Navy so I can coach football. That's what he did.
And then
he became a Marine.
To Neil Mamatola, what is his name? Neil Mamatola's office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, hey, I want to
work for
and
you.
Here
anyway.
You go. Here you go.
And
you
the
got
guy
a job.
Gave him something.
Yeah.
white privilege.
Yeah.
And then, wow. Well, you can't just, everyone can just get a job. That did sound, people must not have wanted to play, work for free for that guy because he's like, I want to work. Okay, here's a job. That's a little, is that not a little unusual?
Well, maybe not a lot of the Naval.
Maybe not Navy.
Maybe a lot of Naval Academy guys didn't walk into his office and say, I want to work.
Yeah, that's true, because they're not just regular students there, are they?
They didn't go there to coach.
They're not just slappy. No, I know.
They didn't go to the Navy to coach football.
So you have so this show, but it's Science Stealers actually really good because it tells you. But by the end, you see, like, he's lying about, A, he was on the sideline against Central Michigan. You can tell Dave Portnoy is on there because he's a Michigan guy. He's like, I know the answer. You want me to tell you the answer? Yes, it was him. He told me it was him. And he's tight with Barstool now. Connor Stallions absolutely spent money. He was giving people tickets to go to these games. Who just gives somebody tickets to go to a game for a team you don't even care about? Yeah. Like, Connor Stallions clearly... It was illegal and he cheated. But I also respect the incredible amount of hustle. And how much of that, when you were watching him, were you thinking about the Astros? Serious topic. Because he was talking about, like, what he was doing was legal. Deciphering signs, like the Astros were doing, was legal until they started using the video stuff. And Connor Stallions, it was legal until he started using advanced scouting, meaning going to having people go and film in advance at games.
Yeah.
So, like, I did but think a little bit about the Astros.
I never did understand why he did it. You can you can get all the signs from every game by watching the coaches' film. You can see what they're doing.
You didn't
have to do that.
Not always, because it depends on how much time. It depends on how much time coaches' film will cut off. So you have to have it long enough.
Yeah, but he said he got everything
in between.
He had everything that he needed from the coaches.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But why did he go? Why did he spend all this money to send people to games? He paid their expenses.
I know.
He clearly didn't. Because coaches film, you don't get a long enough cut of shot. You usually get like 2 seconds before the snap a lot of times, or 3 seconds. So, and it's only sideline view. So, I mean, he sent people on the road to go watch these games for a reason. He paid their expenses. We need this guy as
Every team needs him.
Yeah, like there's Jack Easterbys who are, but the Connor Stallions of the world help you win. They'll eventually get you in trouble. Was Carlos Beltran our Connor Stallions?
Maybe. Yeah,
I guess
He's the first one, right?
It wasn't Alex Cora. Our Connor Stallions was Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, but he's a nicer guy than Beltran. We hate Beltran. Beltran didn't take. Did Beltran take any of the blame? No,
he did help us win our first World Series.
He did,
in a way.
Just like Connor Stallions helped.
And that's
Jim
Connor
Harbaugh.
Stallions helped them win their first national championship
since '97.
Connor Beltran
in a while.
Carlos Stallions.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a Beltran jersey that just says Stallions on the back. There'll be probably maybe one person that gets it ever.
I was impressed by Connor Stallions.
I was.
He's
too.
An impressive.
I came
dude.
Away from there like, well,
I thought it was just some scumbag that was doing.
This guy needs to work in the government for the CIA or like. Connor Stallions is an impressive cheater.
Yeah,
100%. He's not a cheater. He's just finding ways to get advantages. That's how I look at things.
Yeah.
I would want Connor Stallions.
Carlos Stallions
working for me in some capacity.
Absolutely. No, things will get done. Don't worry. He's going to be intense, that's for sure. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll hear from Alex Bregman, and Kelvin Sampson had some interesting comments that we're going to have to get to in a little bit. Shea Whitcomb's day. What a day. What a day, dude had. We'll talk about that as well. Right now, though, we got Zadig Jewelers that we're talking about.
We got Zadig Jewelers providing you the finest in watches. And they just had their Watch Timber Fest, which was this last Saturday, where they turned their location into a beer garden, which that sounds crazy to say a 28,000 square foot jewelry shop, which is unusual enough to see something with that much incredible jewelry and displays. But they had Bavarian pretzels and they had beer and it was incredible. And the reason is because they're known around the state for their watch selection. They have incredible watches by the very best makers of timepieces from around the world. And it's all right there at that location at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. You can go shop for your favorite watches. You can go sell them yours. You can even trade. They do buy, they do sell, they do trade. But when you're looking for a high-quality watch, something is going to truly stand out, without question, it's going to be your friends over at Zadig Jewelers. They've got everything from a selection standpoint, and they are going to make you very happy if you love your watches. It's 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadig Jewelers.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Speaking of cheaters, we were talking about cheaters. We got to add the Houston Texans to the list of cheaters.
Why?
Did you see that they got, well, they got caught. Well, they actually exceeded the salary cap in March.
All we do is pay a lot of money.
Well, because they redid Kyemi Fairbairn's, apparently a new contract signed by Kyemi Fairbairn changed the final year of the deal.
Do you remember hearing that he signed something new?
Yeah.
You do remember that? Okay.
Yeah. It should have triggered a nearly $400,000 acceleration at the time. It didn't. It's significant because as of March 11th and 12th, 2024, the Texans had no cap room. If the acceleration had occurred at the time, they would have been over the cap for 2 days. Cheating! Oh. I like that they're cheating.
They will get fined for that. Huh.
No, they actually, the NFL actually made the mistake.
Oh, okay.
But just like with anything, apparently the Texans aren't in any trouble, but they appear to be clear at this time. It was the NFL that made the mistake. So I like if the Texans win it all this year, is there going to be an asterisk?
I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? The contract was properly submitted and reported by the club, but recorded incorrectly by the management council. So the NFL is trying to get the Texans to win. I love that. I love it. Thank you. Thanks, Raj. Thanks. You finally did something good with your commissionership. Letting the Texans cheat for a couple of days. I love that. But that's a big deal. You can't be over the cap. Not one day. You can't be over the cap.
No. There's a reason it's hard cap.
Yeah. Yes.
They do take it seriously, although it doesn't sound like it's any big deal since the league made the mistake.
Yeah. And
cover up.
There's a conspiracy going on here?
A convenient story. Oh, the league made the mistake. Okay, you don't want one of the NFL's darlings this year to be involved in a cheating scandal.
Are the Texans
so you're covering
darling,
it
though?
Up.
Yeah. Are the Texans a darling?
They're the Yankees of the NFL.
Are they?
The Dodgers of the NFL.
The people love the Texans?
People love the Texans. The NFL do everything possible to keep the name of the Texans clean.
Did they watch the Texans this year yet? Have they?
I mean, coming into the in March, they were the darlings.
In March, yeah.
Maybe
no. Nobody had a bigger offseason than the Texans.
Maybe really. Now Raj is like, man, why we cover up for these guys? You saw what happened in Minnesota.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I got this guy out here can't run a play without being in an illegal position, and you know they fixed it though. DeMeco said it's been addressed.
It's fixed.
That's what
it's
he said.
Fixed.
He said the penalties have been addressed. We got to see Sunday, but the offensive line penalties fixed.
Thank God. Thank God that's over. The false starts are over?
Well, we can't be sure. We got to wait till Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what is the hardest thing? I can't listen to you guys' foolishness because I'm trying to find the major league record for most errors by a single player in a game. Shea Whitcomb yesterday, who has, generally speaking, played pretty well for the Astros since coming up. He's been okay. Nothing bad. Yesterday had one of the worst games that we've seen in Astros history. Well, defensively, it's the worst game we've ever seen. 4 errors in 6 innings. I'm looking for the major league record for most errors by a single player, and it's hard to find. They show you season. They show you most in a game. But I did find one guy in 1899 had 4 errors on a single play somehow for the Giants. That's the most I could find. That's probably the record. Is Tommy John had 3 in 1 inning. So 3 is the most ever in 1 inning on modern day.
Tommy John had 3 errors in 1 inning?
Yeah, on one play.
Did you see Tommy John was on some show?
I saw.
And he
said he's not in the Hall of Fame because he voted for Trump. and he rolled off the ballot in 08.
Yeah, he was on from 95 to
08. Maybe he means Veterans Committee. I don't know. You know, what's his big selling point? Like, they named an entire surgery after me. How famous is that? I've got my own surgery. It's true.
It is true.
Name another surgery for any player in any sport. You have the tightrope surgery they do on ankles now, but that doesn't have a name that they do in football.
Isn't plantar fasciitis the Yao Ming now?
No, that's not it. Meniere's disease is still, it's not Steve Francis disease.
Oh, maybe Lou Gehrig? Okay.
Fair point. We do call it ALS more than Lou Gehrig's disease. Well, but you're right. It was a long run of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's a terrible one.
Yeah.
That's worse than anything. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's okay. It's worse than getting Tommy John.
Okay, is Lou Gehrig in the Hall of Fame?
Lou Gehrig is in the Hall of Fame. Thank you. Good night. And so maybe Tommy John should. But if you vote for Trump, you're out. You cannot get in the Hall of Fame if you vote for Trump.
Brian Piccolo is not a Piccolo disease.
That would be cancer.
Yeah. Okay. Nope. Nothing else.
It's not. No.
Tommy John's got his own thing.
Yeah. He's got his own operation. His own surgery.
His 2008 voting patterns kept him out. What did he vote for? Is he voting for him to the guy who was some kind of New York?
No, he was removed off the Hall of Fame ballot in 08. Yeah. But he voted for Trump in 16.
I know, that's our
point. Well, that's the veterans that he's talking about.
Yeah. He must be talking about Veterans Committee.
Yeah.
So, have we looked
at... By the way, did you see what's happening in New York today?
No.
Well, Eric Adams is in a lot of trouble.
He's indicted on federal charges. Their mayor is indicted on federal charges. He's already put out a preemptive video like, okay, they're saying they're charging me federally. It's what I'm hearing. I'm just letting y'all know, whatever you're going to hear is lies. He's got a preemptive.
Wow.
They're lying. Yeah, and so we'll find out what the charges are today. Apparently the people who have worked with him have been caught up in shenanigans too. So I don't know. You're going to hear all this stuff. We got quarterbacks leaving. We're leaving UNLV because of their NIL.
And
they're
running back.
You know what you do?
And
do what Lena did. Just take a leave of absence.
You can't take a leave of absence against...
And then come back and everything's fine.
You can't take a leave of absence against a federal indictment.
Well, you Lena.
She'd never had a federal indictment, but there was a lot of indictments going on in her office. Yeah, her people got in trouble, but she was never federally indicted.
So you just take a mental health month and then...
I really don't think the feds care.
You what?
I don't think the feds care about your mental health.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
It's a lot easier getting away from.
Go ahead. Take a mental health day. We'll be here waiting for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mental health month or two.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you missed the Astros, Kikuchi, a disastrous performance yesterday, giving up 8 runs. No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't give up 8 runs. He struck out 8. That's what it was. It was Shea Whitcomb literally lost. Well, you didn't score. You scored 1 run.
It didn't matter.
Did you think they had any chance of winning? Whitcomb may have been half.
The only ones that cared were the Twins and the Tigers about this game.
Honestly,
the Astros didn't.
Is there a chance that Shea Whitcomb may have been a little hungover?
Yeah.
With his 4 errors in 6 innings.
Yeah.
Watch. Here's one.
Whoa! Wow! He had one of those days. Now listen. Alex Bregman, you know Alex Bregman had to just be snickering, okay?
Oh. No, he's not that kind of guy.
Listen.
It's not between him or Whitcomb.
You know his agent was going, oh, really? You guys, that's what you're going to do? Is that what you guys are going to do?
No,
That's your third base? Good.
Was Whitcomb our third base of the future?
He is, yes.
Is he for sure?
It's Whitcomb's job, yes, next year. What?
Says you.
No. That's why they named him minor league player of the year so he can move in and everybody's happy. Just like Pena, look, we got a third baseman that was our minor league player of the year. Yay. We don't need Alex Bregman. Yay. You know, well.
Hey, no, the Mariners are still in the playoff race, so they care too.
The Twins and the Tigers care. That's the only people that cared about that game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And the team that beat us.
Right. That's the only people. Do you see what's happening with the Mets? So the Mets and Braves were canceled.
Yeah.
So now the Mets have to go to Milwaukee. They play a 3-game series. And if they haven't clinched by them, by then. They have to go back to Atlanta and play a doubleheader, and then the next day play in San Diego, maybe. Quite possibly play in San Diego. That's not fair. No, it's not fair
at all.
That's
very unfortunate. By the way, Whitcomb's numbers are good.
Yeah.
I mean, 25-91. 25 homers, yeah. 91 RBIs this year.
No, yeah, he's...
I mean, maybe 35-102? Dude, Shea Whitcomb beat it, Alex Bregman. We don't like defense here anyway.
Wow, beat it, Alex Bregman.
We don't like defense here anyway.
That man has put you in the ALCS every year. That's all he knows is ALCS.
And he's a human vacuum.
Yes.
I'll be sad when he... And he's gotten a little more swagger back lately. I've noticed... He's gotten a little more. He doesn't say cuss words anymore.
Well, he doesn't carry his bat around anymore to first base. He did. Now, it was cool what Joe Espada did. Sent him out there by himself and then brought him back, and the crowd gave him a standing ovation. That was really cool. And then after the game, he was asked by the media, trying to get something out. They couldn't get anything out of him. But here are the media trying to get any kind of emotion out of his last regular season game ever at Minute Maid Park.
What did that ovation mean to you, and just be able to get recognized like that?
Super thankful for all the fans here over the years. They've been amazing, and wish we could have won today. But we go up to Cleveland, hopefully win a few games, get on a roll, and take home for the postseason.
Guess we were aware all that was going to happen. You went out there by yourself.
Not really. Honestly, I was just told right before it was going to happen. I didn't really know, but.
Did it hit you when you left the field that this could be your last home stand, your last regular season game?
Kind of that moment then. Just kind of really just focused on trying to do whatever I can to help this team win games. We got a lot of ball games left to be played, so focused on winning.
You've been through a lot here. You've been here forever. Is it an emotional moment for you?
A little bit, but I try not to. Trying to just stay focused on the postseason, to be honest with you. Maybe at the end of the year, we'll be able to look back and reflect on it, but right now, my mindset is win.
Yeah.
Why is he making me sad?
He's making you sad?
I mean, remember the picture of... It was a little homoerotic, I think. Remember the picture where... Well, do you remember the picture where it was Bregman, Correa, Altuve, and Springer?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, like, laying with each other's heads on their laps and holding each other. Do you remember that picture?
No.
I'll show it to you. It was at a press conference for somebody.
Mm-mm.
And
don't remember that.
I'll show it to you. I'll show you the picture. Never, you'll remember it when you see it.
Never heard the term homoerotic to describe them in a group at any point. But okay. I don't remember
Altuve,
the picture. So.
Correa. Here. I think you'll remember it when you see it. It's hard getting around. It was Correa, and I think it was Correa.
I don't ever remember being aroused by the four of them.
I didn't say you were aroused. Altuve, Correa, Bregman, and Springer.
Okay.
Here, let me see if I can find this picture for you
very quickly. Is this fan fiction that,
here it is,
that you went
right
on
here.
The website and saw?
Oh. Yeah, I don't really remember that.
Do you remember this?
No.
You remember this? Hand over the leg, and Springer's got his arms draped over Correa. You don't remember this picture?
I don't really.
Would you say that my recollection is accurate?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. They're just they're four buddies.
Just four bros with their arms draped around each other, like over the back.
Yeah.
This is you. Tell me when you and Chad Clay did this move. When did y'all do this? Did you and Dana Holgorsen do this where you put your arm across his leg?
No, I don't remember ever doing something like that.
Well, you just said it's buddies. Altuve with his head.
Laying on his... Yeah, I don't.
This picture was memorable because I thought my first thought was, man, these guys just love each other. This is great. And I thought I could see where other teams could use this, fan bases could use this against the Astros.
Yeah,
try to. But these guys, my whole point of bringing this up,
yeah,
kind of. I don't want to say an iconic picture, but it's one that sticks out in my mind. They're just slowly. It's like you're watching.
And they're disappearing.
They're just slowly disappearing
from
the picture.
Back to the future photo.
Oof.
Yeah.
Poof.
Guys just keep disappearing out of the photo
as
events happen.
Like Michael J. Fox, where he screwed up the time continuum, and
he then just started, started to disappear.
He started disappearing.
You think that's what happened here? Jim Crane is.
I just said that.
No, yeah, I don't know, but yeah, this is just
Jim Crane's driving.
This is not a normal
Lamborghini or what is it? No, this DeLorean.
Look, this picture right
Someone's about to hit on their own mom. What are we talking about?
No, what are we doing? Do you want this picture on a shirt? A T-shirt?
I don't.
And it just says
because everybody's gone.
It's sad now.
It's sad.
Just say
Altuve's the only one. Altuve's just laying on nothing.
How about this? What if I had the OGs, right? The original gangsters, the OGs.
Still makes us sad.
And it said the OGs, and it's this picture. Would you wear it?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't wear it.
Why wouldn't you wear it, John?
I tell you.
I don't wear pictures with another man's face.
Why wouldn't you wear it?
I don't wear shirts with another man's face on them.
I don't want to arouse all kinds of men when I'm walking around, okay?
Your next trip to the L.A. sports gay bar.
That's it.
You got a shirt for it.
And everybody will be, hey, love your shirt.
Oh, thanks. I'm a big Astros fan.
Time for me to talk. You know who I'm a big fan of? The Chastangs. That's who I'm a big fan of. And it's ridiculous what they're doing right now. $5,000 off all in-stock Broncos. $10,000 off Bronco Raptor in-stock. $10,000 off Heritage Bronco limited edition. Up to $12,000 off on Ford F-150s. We went and shopped. We went on the lot, and we were looking at the new F-150s, and we were looking at a pre-owned. And we're all over the lot. And it is just fantastic what they're doing. And listen, they are going to work that deal so that you are going to get into that thing with all of the rebates that you can possibly get. I mean, honestly, we were dealing with Tony, and he was like, "Well, John, you bought a car before, so you know you got a $2,000 off in the same household." And I was like, "He was like, we can do this and we can do that." And I was like, "Wow, this is the way that you know that these people are just working for you, as opposed to just grabbing all the money. These dealerships, I'm telling you, it's a money grab, not a Chastang Ford. They're going to work that deal as hard as they can to make it the best deal for you, and they do that every single time. ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Tell them that you heard it right here."
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Damaris Baby Back Ribs. They are the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour today. If you haven't tried the Baby D's at Damaris Barbecue, you have not lived. Trust me on this one. That's Damaris. Get on over there. The Baby Back Ribs are awesome. 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's do this Kelvin Sampson thing. This is an interesting. And you know what? He's not wrong. It's just saying it out loud just doesn't sound nearly as good. But here's Kelvin Sampson talking about having a private jet at his disposal.
You know, I get tired of having to go ask our donors for stuff and knocking on their doors. That's not fair to them, you know. You know, it's like recruiting. You know, I have to have a private plane. It's not because of convenience. It's because of necessity. You know, it's not like every kid we're recruiting is within 20 miles of this campus. You know, these kids are in different states. And if I only got 2 or 3 days I can be out, if I can get to 3 kids in one day, you know, well, and I've been on this administration about, we got to quit asking the donors for their net jet hours. That's their hours. Let's get our own hours, you know. Most of the schools in the Big 12 have their own plane. You know, I remember... I had a plane and a pilot at Oklahoma. Matter of fact, Howard Schnellenberger and I shared that plane I don't know how many times because we had to go to the same event. But, you know, access to private planes is critical in recruiting. You know, when Willie and his staff go out, they're going to want Willie at 4 or 5 different places. Now, they're all within a 2-hour 3-hour, or even Dallas. You drive, no problem. But I can't drive to Dallas and see a kid at 8 o'clock in the morning
drive back to Houston, see a kid at 3 o'clock, and then go back to San Antonio and see a kid at 8. I don't have time for that. So we're having to learn how to be a Big 12 school. You know, and you know, this is not my second year in the Big 12. This is my 14th year in the Big 12. You know, we're still not a Big 12 school yet. We're a long way away from being a Big 12 school.
I love Kelvin Sampson. A lot of that didn't make any sense. It's not my second year in the Big 12. It's my 14th year in the Big 12.
No, it is.
Well, he was at Oklahoma.
Yeah, when he was at Oklahoma.
Well, that has nothing to do with right now. And the Big 12 was completely different.
No, but he's talking about that. He knows what a Big 12 school looks like, and this ain't it.
This Big 12 is no. That's true. Okay. So if that's his, but the argument about, like, it sounded like he was asking somebody for a plane he was stating his case that we got to have another plane.
Well,
what
he
was
said,
his point?
His point is, if you want to be a Big 12 school like Oklahoma and you want to be a big time program, you got to act like a big time program.
No, but you can't. They don't, like, this is the problem. And this is a fundamental problem that will never change. And it's why there can never be a difference. The Texas A&M, the Florida, the Michigan, there are certain teams that will always have a financial advantage. Now, with the NIL the way it is, you know, honestly, Georgia and Alabama don't have as much. Like, they have money that's been brought in, but they don't. You've got to have donor money.
Yeah.
And they don't have the same amount of donor money.
Like Summy, when he was at Texas A&M, he had a helicopter that landed in the adjacent
advantage.
Football field. It is a huge advantage. But here's the deal. Is Kelvin Sampson, he's got, well, he goes, oh, really, Texas? Well, we'll beat their ass. You know, all these schools that you just mentioned, those are big-time schools. You know what? The University of Houston will beat their ass.
However, he was also saying, we don't have, it's not fair to, it is, so I know in talking to an NIL, their idea was that, and the one that they're pushing, and honestly, the one that makes the most sense, you're going to have to do some sports socialism here. You really don't have a choice. You're going to have to start doing revenue sharing from TV deals. Where that goes to, because teams are losing their players that they're developing. They're not getting transfer fees or they're not getting buyouts for those players, which they should. If you recruit, develop, you do all the hard work and a player leaves because the team's bringing them in, they should have to pay that university for all the work that they did. You did all the heavy lifting to develop a minor league. You're a minor league system. You should be funded like a minor league system.
A kid goes from Alabama to Missouri State? Missouri State's got to pay you?
No, obviously not. Obviously, it's the only way it matters is going up.
Oh, wow.
Is going up from one tier, and we know the tiers. I mean, realistically, if a University of Houston lost one to Texas, you think that's lateral? That's not lateral. University of Texas should have to pay for Matthew Golden. I really believe that.
Yeah.
I think that would be fair, and I think that would help a team like U of H because you
right,
know
back to the
well, hold
issue,
on.
Though.
You know okay. that financially, okay, right. My point right. is U of H is not great financially.
No,
Kelvin just said that. So U of H with their Matthew Golden stuff, they should get a little bit. What do you think about this?
Yeah,
idea?
But okay. So wait a minute. You aspire to be in the Big 12. You aspire to be. I want to be a big time school. Renew. You. This is what you've wanted, right? Well, then now you got to act like it. Now you got to put the money into it. Now it ain't about now we got to pinch and save and
who has to put the money into it?
Well, all of the money you want to act. You want to be a Big 12 school. You have
so
to
who are
put
you talking
the money
to?
Into.
My question is, who are you talking to?
Well, you're talking.
It's easy to say that, John. But my point is, who are you talking to? You're talking to donors.
Okay, no, Kelvin said he's talking to the administration.
Yeah,
John
administration.
Daspit. John Daspit dumped a million
in
football
you're,
last
he
year.
He said no.
He
said
he's
the
tired
exact
of
opposite.
To the donors.
I'm tired of asking donors for their planes. That's theirs. We need it. We need to have it.
Do you think U of H's athletic department is in good shape financially?
No,
it never has been. So
but,
what's
okay,
he talking
so wait,
about?
is it the chicken or the egg? Because you win games, people come and they support your program.
Not always.
We've seen it in Houston. Is getting supported?
No, he is. But we've seen it with Houston. You didn't have as much support. Someone and Tom Herman. I think.
But
Houston
you were playing
fans...
small time football. That's why. If now you're with the big boys.
I was here
Kelvin
when Bill Yeoman was
with
here.
The big boys now.
We were playing Southwest Conference, and we couldn't get more than 34,000 into the Astrodome.
Well, no
when the Cougars were going to Cotton Bowls, other than when Texas and Texas A&M came in. And Baylor, it's always been a problem for Houston. And the problem they have is that their donors are not their graduates. Many of their graduates. It's not a shot at Houston. It's a reality. Many of their graduates don't care about the athletic department. Where if you go to Michigan, by God, I'm a Michigan man. And even if I don't, or Texas, even if you don't care about football that much, it's your university. It's part of your pride. I think a lot of people who go to Houston don't have that same pride in their athletics. And if you look at it, Houston's football team, basketball team, they've been pretty good. I mean, relatively speaking, Cougars football team over the last decade, they've won a lot of games. If you go even further back with Kevin Sumlin, or if you go even further back with Art Briles, over the last 16 years, Houston's won a lot of football games. The basketball program under Kelvin has been great.
Right. Well, the basketball,
you know what we're talking about? Basket, give us money.
Kelvin is pulling his weight. They're filling up the stadium.
Yes.
They're going to national. They're going to regional finals. They're doing all of this stuff.
Agree.
Should Kelvin Sampson benefit from it and take and maybe it takes it away from Willie, but should you start treating the basketball program like the big time program
what,
it is?
Okay, so is that what he was saying?
Yes. No, because he said Willie needs it too.
Yeah, what for whatever reason he is not saying give us more donors. He's not saying, hey, the John Daspers of the world, give us more. He is looking directly.
He said he's getting tired. He doesn't want to have
He is looking directly at his administration and saying, yes. What are you guys doing?
Yes. Yes. That was the issue. Listen,
and maybe he knows more than I do, but I just wonder how much money do they have at the university? Because I know that they've always, behind the scenes, athletically, been a poor university.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of money. They rely greatly. It's not like Rice, who's sitting on billions and billions of dollars and won't give any money at all to the athletic programs. Houston tries. I just don't know. Is there a lot more? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are sitting on a bunch of money and they're just not giving it to basketball. I guess that's what he's saying.
No, I don't think so. But he wants them to start acting like, I don't know. You know, listen, no, we know that University of Houston athletics don't have a lot of money. We know that. I don't know what he's trying to.
Here's what our friend says. Houston just broke ground last year on a $130 million football facility.
Yeah.
What do you mean they aren't good financially? No, a lot of this
They scrimped and they finding the money.
Tell them about Dana.
It was. No.
Willie Fritz talks about it all the time. They're embarrassed to bring people in.
Dana was told, you got to go find money. Go find money. And Dana was good at it because he had a lot of people that really liked him. And so Dana was able to get money to come to the programs and was able to fund a lot of stuff that he wouldn't have been able to fund if he wasn't Dana. And Willie's going to have a hard time because he doesn't know people here.
Well, isn't
no, part... they already lost Daspy. He didn't put any money in there.
No, I know. They're losing. They've lost a lot of people.
But well, isn't the reason you get into the Big 12 because the TV deal's better? And you get more money to be in the Big 12 than you would in the AAC.
Right, exactly.
Now,
well, but the point I originally was making, let me make this. The NIL collectives, the one that I heard from a major university said, the fairest way to do this, and the one that makes the most sense, is take 1.5% from the TV deals, whatever, 2%, because the players are part of that,
yeah.
The teams are part of that, the university is, and take the TV money that's coming in, and spread it out amongst not just conference deals, but all the major deals, and spread that out amongst the athletic departments because it would really help everybody.
Yeah, well,
because a lot of these smaller universities,
they are. Allocate the money that you get from your Big 12 contract how you want to. Right. Each university does it how they want to do it.
Do they? But not everyone gets. You have to be in a national championship in the playoff series to get any of that money. What if they took that and they said, hey, that's part of the pot too. Because the concern is that some of the App States and Central Michigan, some of the MAC teams are not going to be invited to play those we make money games anymore. Because teams aren't going to are going to stop having that because they have so many teams in conferences.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about App State. They're one of the poorest. We're one of the richest here. Okay. University of Houston. Okay. But stuff.
Not, I just and, heard we and, were and poor. Listen,
let's get and I hope it gets richer with the $80 deal with the family night special this Saturday. You want to do your part in helping Kelvin get that plane? Let's go. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 drinks, $80.
Get to the football game. Help Kelvin get his plane.
All right. U of H taking on Iowa State, the Cyclones, this Saturday, TDECU Stadium. But it does. It starts with y'all going to games. That's what it starts with, putting money into the programs. And it's not like they're asking you to put $100,000. They want $80. You get 4 tickets. 4 dogs, 4 drinks, just $80. Do your part. Come on, you went to University of Houston. You want to be a big-time program? Well, the Big 12 is here, and you got to show up. UHCougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets now. Get out early. Cougar Walk is at 3:30. Expand in the Bud Light Backyard Beer Garden. Features food, drinks, and tailgate at the games. Come on. Hang out before the game. Come early. Be loud. Wear red. UHCougars.com/tickets. 713-GO-COUGS.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, my God. Speaking of you being erotic, did you see where the dew points are going to land today?
Yeah. Well, let me see. If Space City Weather says it, I tend to believe it. They're really good. But let me check. I actually believe them more than the Weather Channel.
Oh, Space City Weather says in the 50s today, dew point.
You don't know because you're just reading.
I don't even know what a dew point means. I don't even care.
Dew point is a measure of
no
true
one
humidity.
Cares.
Humidity is the chances of rain, of water in the air.
I hate dew point.
Huh?
I hate dew point. It's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, dew point is stupid. It's
dew point literally tells
it's
you if
the wave. Dew point. Listen, and cart path.
I'm going to make it real simple. If it's over 70% in dew point, if you see dew points over 70%, it's muggy outside.
Now I'm ranking things by the
if
way
it's
they...
in the 60s, we're pretty good. If it's in the 50s, you are blessed.
I'm ranking
Jesus
things
has touched you.
By the way they
He's
ruined
touched
this
the hem
show.
Of your garment.
By the way they ruined this show. NIL talk.
Yep.
Dew point.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark.
Three ruinations of shows. They're, thank God this has all happened after the Hall of Fame
they're
vote.
They're the detours of our show. If any one of those things hit, it's a detour.
That's it. We've taken the wrong path.
Yes.
Ooh, dew point 64 right
see,
now.
See, there it is.
Oh, my God. It is going into the 50s today.
Oh, my God is what
today
he said.
Is going to be the best.
Jesus touched the hem of Lance's garment.
He said if it, it was just, yeah, it's like, it's a, something in the Bible, but it was Sam Cooke saying it. Hem of his garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. Whoa, she spent her money here and there. We can sing Sam Cooke. It's not a problem.
I don't know who
I've
this
had
we
multiple
is.
Espressos.
We?
What about songs? Is that a song of the South?
Nah, not
until
so much.
She had no. I'll do a gospel version. If you want gospel songs of the South,
yeah.
It doesn't hit the same.
We do.
No,
sure.
I'm not going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we do.
You seem too eager, so no thanks.
Yeah, John, you got to. You got to let him slide into it.
No, he's slide. Like, yes, yes.
Do
I'm
it,
like,
do it, do it.
Never mind.
Yeah, like Melissa doesn't want people sliding into her DMs.
Slide
let
into
Lance
my DMs.
Slide right into the singing.
Oh,
you're,
yeah.
You're too aggressive.
No, I was letting him. You just got to shut up when he does it. That's all. Got to make sure. Carpath only, dew point, the wave. That's right. That's the big three. Thank you, Keith. Thank you. That's the big three that no one wants to hear about. That no one wants to see. Dew points, cart path only, and the wave. Those
so,
three.
Dusty thinks that these universities are all raking in a ton of money. I think some are, for sure. But I don't. You got to remember now, ticket. You're acting like ticket sales don't matter. Like ticket sales, concession parking, that stuff all matters to universities.
Yeah.
And the football program is not raking anything in that regard.
No.
Their income
but
is
the football
income.
Program is why you're in the Big 12.
Well, yeah, they have to fund a lot of it.
Yeah. And this you're is a big problem. City. You're a big city school. You're the market and
yeah.
all of that. That the while the football program isn't carrying its weight ticket wise. Then, but it still carried. It was a big reason why they got to the Big 12. When Dana won and played for the Big 12 championship against Cincinnati, that was big for them. You know, having a prominent program was big for them and getting into the Big 12. If they were a in the doldrums, if they were a 2-win team, that at that time they might not be in the Big 12 right now.
See, what are you watching right now? John Dasper commercial for Texas baseball.
Yeah.
He's back in for Texas basketball, baseball, and football. Not U of H.
Not U of H.
We'll see if he does basketball.
Or baseball.
Oh, the man can support Rodney Terry and not.
Well, he does have 2 degrees at Texas.
Whatever. Where does he live?
Austin and Richmond. his two houses. He goes back and forth between Austin and Richmond.
So he has...
Make no mistake. Now, John Daspit is an undergraduate and an accounting degree at Texas, his law degree at Houston.
All I'm hearing is discarding the University of Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to get most bang for your buck. Maybe he wasn't happy with some of the way some of the stuff went down. I don't know. These collectives play a major, major part, but also understand this. The UNLV thing is tricky, and here's why. After, God, everyone was rushing to get their stories out. Did you guys keep up with this during the day?
Yeah, the running back said I'm out too.
Yeah, the running back left, but he said it had nothing to do with NIL. Yeah, it had to do with opportunities like carries, playing time.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it got really weird. So UNLV made sure to get their side out. The kid's dad was talking, like everyone was getting their side out.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like happened was he was offered, so he said, they said there was a verbal, that when they said verbal contract, I knew that they were screwed. Not that there was a lawsuit or anything like that, but apparently an assistant coach, according to the UNLV quarterback side, and if you didn't see, they started 3-0, but he left because he said his NIL agreements were not met. It's very fishy on both sides. On one, the quarterback said that he was promised $100,000 from an assistant coach. Assistant coaches can't, the verbal agreement thing is not, you got to get a contract done. With NIL stuff, you got to get a contract done, and it needs to be through the collectives, at least for now. And I don't think he had that. The collective said they did a deal with him for $3,000, and they were continuing to talk with him about $3,000 per month more. They were talking to him. What that feels like, total bull. A quarterback's not coming from Holy Cross to UNLV, I don't think, for $3,000? And then maybe $3,000 a month? That doesn't sound right either.
No. The $3,000 was the moving expenses.
Yeah. I mean, if you had told me $25,000 or $50,000, I might have believed that. He's going from Holy Cross, UNLV. Maybe it's not going to be a huge number. Maybe it will. But once he says, oh, an assistant coach promised me that or said that, if it did, you got to get that in writing from the collectives. Like, you got to do that. And he didn't do that. So UNLV is probably telling the truth. There is no agreement like that. But I think the kid also believes, I'm definitely supposed to be getting more money than this. It doesn't matter, because the other thing that's going to be a big concern, and this has gone on, where I talked to Ron Slavin, who we had on the air, there's more than a few players who have not gotten the money that they were supposed to get. And they haven't had a lot of, you know, there's not really anything they can do. And there's been players who have taken money and not followed through with what they were supposed to do. It's happened both ways. One of the concerns now is going to be what happened with Bear. Is it Bear Johnson? What's Bear's last name?
Alexander.
Bear Alexander, that's right. So he was a really good freshman defensive tackle backup on Georgia's team behind those two monsters, Carter and who's the other one for?
Davis.
Yeah, Davis.
Jordan Davis.
So he was a really good freshman. Then he transferred and went and got the bag at USC with Lincoln Riley. He wasn't really a factor last year. This year, he played three games, but his snap counts went down. I don't think they've been super happy with him. So he is now redshirting, and he is going to transfer again. Now, he was at four high schools. He will be on his seventh school in 7 years. So it's probably who you're dealing with Bear. If you go to four high schools and you're already on your third college. But the concern is that more and more players after this week, after 4 weeks, because it's 4 weeks, right? 4 weeks is the cutoff. That more and more players now are going to, after this week, they'll play their fourth game and you'll see starters. You'll see players who are contributors who are going to redshirt after this week and leave school. That will be interesting. We saw it happen with Kelly Bryant back in the 2018 season. It was extraordinarily unusual. He was a starting quarterback. He lost his job to Trevor Lawrence. And Kelly Bryant literally shut it down and said, I'm transferring. Like, dude, you got a chance to win a national championship, which they did, by the way. Why would you know, what if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt? You can end up playing. He left. Apparently, college football teams believe that they're going to see a chunk of players this year redshirt after, like, not a lot of times it happens with universities, right? You use Arch Manning, we're not going to play you, or whoever. Last year, Cole Ballard, Ballard's son, had to get in. They couldn't play him in the bowl game because they wanted to save his. He had already played four games.
But it happens. It's been happening. It happened at U of H with Dana.
No, and that's fine. Yeah. I think it's generally a good idea to do that instead of, oh, you lose a redshirt year because the kid has to come in because of an injury. Like, no, I like the idea. But doing it in the middle of a season where a guy leaves school is going to wreak some havoc on, because there is no free agency. You just pick guys up on a college football team.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. We're way behind. 703-780-3776. You got any thoughts? You're more than welcome to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.